only half in jest, how are we to reflect on the use of food, not for fun, not for pleasure, only for the maintenance and nourishment of the body, when offered Paul's spectacular cooking? That's a lot easier, you know, in that sense. But it's important to keeping things to mind, and that's what the use of reflection is. It isn't necessarily that you're going to mandate what you're feeling or thinking, but you're keeping a perspective on it, so that it's one of maybe reining in a certain exuberance or tendency to proliferation or excitement about something, so that one, through the reflection, it doesn't mean that one doesn't enjoy it, but it's sort of, okay, I don't need to get excited about it. And one can still feel gratitude and appreciation. The Buddha. I mean, this is a good example of the training in the Vinaya again of the discipline where the Buddha does give these reflections. Okay, it's sort of sobering and restrained. But then in the rules of discipline, one of the things that the Buddha prescribes is toothwoods for cleaning the teeth and the mouth. And when he speaks of using the toothwoods, and he also said the different benefits that comes from using the toothwoods. And one of the benefits, I think there's five different benefits of using toothwoods, and then one of the benefits is that food tastes better. So it's just as a practical aside.